93.3 KDKB Rocks, Arizona. See if I can get this thing hooked up. Making a surprise call to a legendary rock star. Got his number. It was told he's waiting for my call. In Calgary, Alberta, Canada, apparently. Surprise interview to end the program.
Hello.
Mickey, is there anything you do not want to talk about?
Everything. So, see you later. All right, that's it. We're done.
That was a quick one.
That was a quick one.
Mickey D, drummer of Motorhead, who are making their way into Phoenix on their World Is Yours tour. March 10th over at the Marquee. Now, Mickey, this is your 11th record with Motorhead. You've been with the band since 92. 28th album overall for the band. Does it ever get old being in the loudest band in the world?
Nah, not really. I mean, we don't see it that way. We don't think about it that way, but... Of course, we steaming away here. We tagging along here and rocking. We do what we do all the time, so we don't really think about the album numbers or actually how long we've been around and all that. It's just we just keep going.
Suddenly, you guys were just on Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
And John Cryer, big American movie star, is name dropping Motorhead. Is it strange to hear you name checked by like mainstream society now? Because you've always sort of been under the radar. You've been one of those bands that everybody thought was cool, but now suddenly you're on network television in America.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been there before. We've done the Jay Leno and, you know, David Letterman and stuff like that. But yes, I can't lie to you and say that we don't like it, because it's really cool that we do get some different exposure around the, especially in a country like U.S. You know, so it's always great, and such a nice guy as Conan are and were with us. It's a pleasure. You know, we like it, and it's good that we have a chance to play one of the new songs, and it feels fine.
Now, this is the longest, most stable lineup of Motorhead.
Yes.
Yet, the Fast Eddie Clark Filthy Taylor lineup is the one that people consider the classic. Does that still bother you when people consider that classic? Meanwhile, this is the longest serving and most stable lineup?
It doesn't bother me, but I would say it depends completely who you're asking. If you're asking some of the old Motorhead fans that joined the band and started listening to us in the early days, yes, that is the classic. But if you ask a 20-year-old dude or someone that started listening later on, for them it's not at all the classic lineup, you know?
Joined by Motorhead drummer Mickey D here on KDKB. Lemmy has said you guys are just a rock and roll band.
Yes.
People put Motorhead in the speed metal category, the thrash metal category, the heavy metal category, almost a punk category sometimes. At what point does everybody else have to step back and acknowledge that Motorhead is the precursor to all of those modern bands? Without Motorhead, you don't get Metallica or Anthrax or Slayer or Megadeth or that entire genre of music. If Black Sabbath invented heavy metal, did Motorhead make it go fast?
Yeah, I'd say they did. I think Motorhead has a unique, really, way of uniting punk rock and hard rock and metal and, you know, rock in general and blues, actually. It's one big mix. So I think Motorhead, after 35 years, actually deserve its own category. I call it Motorhead music. And then you can start, you know, checking out other bands that would actually sound like Motor. They play in Motor US, you know. Because I can't see any other category that we fit into, really.
Now, I know Lemmy would never admit to this or make a comment one way or the other, but first, it's a two-part question. Does Motorhead deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Absolutely.
Do you want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes. I wouldn't say no to that question, but it's none of us three ever even think twice about it, you know. But if you ask me straight up, as you did, I said, yeah, it'd be nice to be in there, but we're doing just fine without it, too, so...
Does it make a difference whether you go in now or at the end of your career?
No, it doesn't matter when, really. I mean, you know, it could be done tomorrow, it could be done in 10 years, or it doesn't really matter. I think it's a good acknowledgement of the band's history. That's what I believe. And I can't see why we wouldn't be in there, you know?
Any plans to do another acoustic set like you did on the Motorizer tour when you come to town on March 10th over at the Marquee?
No, not on this tour. There's no acoustic guitars. They are not with us this time around.
So it's all loud, everything up to 11, just full balls out Motorhead.
It'll be quite. It's a quite steaming show. It's a lot of. It's not a rest anywhere really. It's a very. I think it's a very, very fast set we have on this tour.
Well, there are three tattoos on my body. By far, the biggest and most important is Snaggletooth B. Motorhead. It was my first interview in 1986 when I talked to Lemmy and Wurzel, and here we are. 26 years later, I'm talking to Mickey D, drummer of the loudest band in the world. iMotorhead.com is the website. The brand new CD is called The World Is Yours. You can go pick it up in your local CD store of choice or get it off the website. Mickey D from Motorhead, thank you for taking so much time to talk to us here at KDKB. I look forward to seeing you guys on March 10th over at the Marquee.
Yeah, please come down. It was a pleasure. I hope we're going to be there loud and clear for sure.
Well, Mickey, thank you, man, for taking time out. I appreciate it, brother.
All right. Thank you very much.
Be well.
Bye-bye.